Okay, let's bring this meeting to order. It is January 15th, 2013, it's the Newburyport Conservation Commission. We're in City Hall, or City Council Chambers. First item on the agenda would be the approval of the meeting minutes from December 18th, 2012. Any comments?
The only thing I noticed was, when we were in the section about the rail trail, when we were discussing the three parts of the variance, you ended it with an or, and I think it's an and.
I was gonna search how many of them are.
Yeah, that's right.
Okay, yeah, and.
Anything else?
Move to approve the minutes as corrected.
Second.
All in favor? Aye, opposed? So, first item is the jetty projects out on Plum Island.
Yes. Little update on that. Joe sent out an email to y'all with the photos, and so I went out, you know, some of those mats had been blown away. At the last MRBA meeting, the Army Corps said that they had already replaced the mats and that it was all good. They also told us that they were sort of losing their ability to get onto the jetty from their original route, and that they were gonna maybe, instead of going over the beach at the end of the route, have to go up over the top of the dune and onto the jetty, and that they were gonna use some additional mats to create the road to go over the top of the dune. So I was confused when I got here. I wasn't sure what was going on, so I went out there. They have all of the mats piled up. You probably saw that.
Yeah, that's in the picture.
Yeah,
that's in the picture. Left.
It looks like they are not going to use those mats to go over the top of the dune, at least not yet, because they're still able to get access around the side along the beach. And they've actually even created, did you notice, it's almost like they've created sort of a road just by piling up some of the stones to create a wall which they can drive over the sand to get up on top of the jetty. So, but aside from that, I didn't see any other missing mats. Looked like they had all been replaced. Some of them looked like they weren't there, but they were there, they were covered with sand.
Oh.
So maybe, did you see, like, it looked like they stopped?
Yeah, the picture I sent looked like it was all sand.
Like there was nothing there.
Yeah, it was, you mean with on the dune or on the beach?
On the beach.
Well, they're allowed to do that. That's where they were originally driving. They're not putting the...
Oh, they're not putting
they're
it
not
over the beach.
They're not putting it over the beach.
Oh.
It was just, the mats were just for the dune, because the tires on the trucks are able to get over the beach.
Okay.
So that was it's okay. But they still haven't moved, obviously. You probably noticed also they still haven't moved the stone storage area on the parking lot, and it's totally torn up, the entire pavement out there. People have been sort of dropping trash. When they come from the boardwalk down into the parking lot, you know, it's like all fenced off, so they're sort of channeled around the work zone. And I think people are coming off the beach and then wanting to throw trash away, but there's no trash cans because the trash cans are in recycling bins are trapped within the playground, which nobody can get to. So people are just putting their trash like on the ground right there at the bottom at the end of the ramp. So Tony's gonna get his guys to go into the playground, bring the trash and recycling out to the entrance where the public can actually use them. And
do you have a sense of where they are in the project in terms of progress barometer?
Yeah, they are. They say that they're like a third of the way. They had originally said because the bid came in so low and they got some additional money that they thought they would be able to go out 1,000 feet rather than, you know, it's almost 1,400 feet. So they'd be able to go out 1,000 feet, which was really great. Now they're saying maybe 700 or 800 feet. So it's a little bit less, and they said that's based on the size of the stones that they're using and just the nature of how they're able to get the stones on there and the way they're piling them up. It's not going to reach as far as they thought it was. And that they may also have to request an extension on their time frame, so a variance for that April 1st deadline. Maybe. So that's not, you know, they didn't admit that they were behind, but they did say that there is a possibility that they would request an extension on the time. We'll just have to wait and see. They didn't give a whole lot of information about exactly where they are.
The concern I had is with those mats that floated away, it didn't sound like they were making any attempt to retrieve them.
They did retrieve them.
They,
yep. They washed up in the basin, I think, actually. Yeah, and they retrieved them.
Because I was concerned with the hanging in the salt marsh, smothering it. And
right. That's a good question. But apparently they retrieved them all already.
Okay.
Yep. At least that's what they told us. So.
Yeah, they're probably fairly expensive pieces of wood, so it's probably worth their effort to
I think they went looking for them.
The boaters were concerned that they'd be running into them with their boats if they didn't retrieve them.
Yeah, you know, considering how shallow it is in some spots out there,
yeah,
they should be concerned.
I think we're going to need to pay a lot of attention when the project's over to making sure that the contractor gets out there and does the restoration and the planting that they said they're going to do, and that they do it the way, you know, we want them to. And that's going to be, and they remove all the mats and all the debris and all this fencing and everything that they've put up gets restored. So.
But we don't have any authority to it.
We don't, but we can call up CZM, and they have a little bit of authority, I guess. I noticed that Warren Russo's front yard looks a little bit different.
Yeah, I noticed that, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. They've really done the planting, so that's good.
Well, Tom's good at getting people to take care of that stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Usually.
Yep. I was telling Joe that we don't have any new applications coming in right now from Plum Island. It's pretty slow so far. But next Tuesday is the deadline for the first meeting in February, so there's still a week for people to get something in.
Yeah, it's been pretty slow. In your experience, has this been a slow period?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Once in a great while, we have a meeting that only went an hour. But, this past few months.
Yeah, well, we had two that
we canceled.
We just canceled.
Yeah.
Yeah, and there might not be anything for the 5th. So at least I haven't heard of anything.
Is what it is.
Yep.
So that sea level rise meeting I went to last night, there were somewhere between 30 and 35 people at the Audubon Center. It was really a first meeting thing to try and figure out what direction people wanted to go. It's most likely going to end up being pretty much an advocacy, trying to get the word out, maybe getting sea rise experts to come to the city and, you know, maybe to surrounding municipalities too. Because there were people from West Newbury and Newbury, Amesbury, vast majority are from Newburyport. And basically, another good thing is one of the guys, the Audubon person who was there, he's apparently going to some training session for communicating sea level rise and, you know, getting the word out. So, you know, he'll have some actual training. There were some other folks who have some sort of professional interest in this too. And they're gonna, you know, Ellie Baker was there and another woman from Horsley Witten. So, you know, there was a good amount of interest and there's certainly enough people to keep it going. I'm sure they're gonna organize various, you know, information sessions and such. But I would hope that the Newburyport emergency management folks have some sort of idea, maybe not. You know, I'm sure, I know MEMA's doing something with it, you know, and FEMA's talking about sea level rise. They have to, it's going to be a national issue. You know, one thing I read that by within like 18 years or something, or within 20 years, like 18% of Florida may be underwater at the current rate of rise. So,
Was there any indication of what the sea level rise around here would be in the next 20, 50 years?
There are. There's a website. I don't remember what the name of the website is, but there is actually a website for predicting it, and they're predicting it higher here than other places for whatever reasons. I don't remember the whole reason.
It has to do with the currents and the salinities and things like that.
The Gulf Stream heads up this way, so it must pile up here more. So, you know, you see these storms where water's pouring in the ramp at the Black Cow,
right,
and other areas are starting to get flooded. I know during that last storm, I went down Merrimack Street, and there was a huge puddle in the middle of, pretty much flooded out in front of the factory there. So, it's happening. And folks better start figuring it out, what they're going to do.
You know, 20 years is nothing. And 50 years isn't much.
Right. You know, with the storms getting worse too, it's just pushing more water up here. So we'll have to just dredge all of Joppa Flats to take in all that water. Think we could approve
and
that?
And then build big seawalls.
Oh yeah. Yeah, that was one thing they were talking about, is the problem with hardening too. Is, you know, you let some people harden and then their neighbors have to harden because their area gets trashed. It's one big wall if it even stays there.
Eventually, even if you do that, the water's going to work its way around behind it. You're still going to be It's not the well.
No.
There have been a couple of interesting letters in the paper of late. But it's time to suck it up and realize you can't stop it.
you got to figure on something. You got to have a backup plan because it's... it's coming. It's measurable, and we're seeing it. New York just saw it, so, and that won't be the last time that happens. So I guess they're gonna plan. There's gonna be discussions. I don't know if they have it on. If they've set up a Facebook page or a group. So I'm not on Facebook, I have no idea. I can't get into the one they set up, so. And I know if they set up a regular Facebook page, everybody can get into it. So we'll see what I've complained to them about that. We'll see if they do anything about it. But they're gonna be, I think they're gonna try to do something in February, so I'll let folks know. Sure. And if you want updates, you can sign on to the Eco Collaborative Yahoo group. And they don't send out a lot of mail, so it usually comes out in spurts. But it's some interesting stuff on there.
Cool.
sessions at the MAC conference this in March, February, March.
March.
About coastal structures and
Yeah. I'm probably gonna go to that, and I think I was thinking of one of those.
I was debating because there was a couple other sessions where there wasn't anything I was really interested in.
Yeah. No, those are usually pretty good. Anybody have anything else?
Anyone who wants to go to that MACC conference, by the way, let me know. Just give me your receipts. Yeah, for registering, and I can get reimbursed for you.
Yep. Well, we're a little early.
Anyone else come, anything from your party?
No. And all I had was in regards to questions on the waterways NEMA.
Mm-hmm.
So I was asking about the plans after it was next door NEMA.
Okay.
How do we feel about going a little early?
I think we should, and then, you know, if anybody shows up who wants to ask questions, we'll keep it
Thanks. And
keep it open long enough for that to happen.
Yep.
So
okay.
I think we ought to rethink when we finish with this, we ought to rethink our meeting
agenda
times and whatnot, so we're not sitting around.
Right, if we don't have a lot of other business.
Exactly.
Okay. Yeah, I'm fine with that. We can get rid of the 6:30 part and start at 7 if you want. That was always a standard time. So,
mm-hmm.
Do we want to just decide to do that?
Except in the cases where we have, there have been times where we've had informal presentations or where we've had, a lot of sort of other business to discuss, and we need that whole half hour.
Mm-hmm.
Doesn't happen out very often anymore, but it'd be good to have the flexibility to go back to the 6:30 if we need to. Would people be okay with
the issue? Is the issue really what we post in terms of
the issue
start
is
time?
Just having it be posted that the hearings start at 7. So by starting a hearing earlier than 7, members of the public who may have wanted to come and hear it are going to miss it because
mm-hmm.
they went by the
so
agenda.
The only thing that really has to be posted is the time that a hearing starts, not
mm-hmm.
the time the meeting starts.
Well, and actually, what? It you can have things go later. The only problem is having things start earlier. So if we did, say, start the meeting at 6:45 instead of 6:30, and then we had a lot of other business, old business to talk about before the hearing started, well, that's actually okay. It makes people wait, but we can get away with making people wait. What we can't do is get away with starting early. So.
But I mean, don't we have to post the time the meeting's going to start?
Right.
Whether it's 6:30, 6:45, or 7.
Yes.
So how do we handle an informal earlier start for a non-hearing business if we haven't posted it?
It is posted at 6:30.
It is posted, yeah.
Yeah. Well, what I would suggest is, because right now everything is in a real lull and not much is happening.
Yeah.
But just leave it open that if, say, you or Joe decide there's probably some things that will cause
good.
Some
right.
informal discussion.
Yep.
Just for that meeting, move it up to 6:30 and let us all know.
Okay.
Otherwise, leave it for 7.
But we posted at 6:30 in that instance. Yeah.
Yeah, you have to do it. What is it, 48 hours? Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Or should we go to 6:45 just so we can, mm-hmm. no? Would you go straight to start it at 7? Start right off the bat with the hearings, the minutes and then the hearings?
Why don't we try the 6:45 just to give people, because people come in 5-10 minutes
late. And then we can do the minute, we'll have time to do the minutes and just any small updates.
Mm-hmm.
I think that's probably good. 15 minutes is probably better.
Okay.
All right, just change meeting time.
Okay, well.
This one, you know, the third notification that I had mail out. Had mail certified mail for the harbor commission, regard inventor, and mail certified mail for waterways, and certified mail for you folks.
Lucky you. Oh, yeah.
I mean, the waterways package is so big, there's plenty of incentives to go to the waterways package.
Yeah.
I think waterways cost me $140.
All right, well, why don't we, let's get going on this one. Do you have much of a presentation?
No, it should be fairly short and sweet. This is Sidell property, which I'm sure some of you are familiar with, and previously we were permitted for a small dock that was actually part of administrative consent order. And in 2008, we were back here again for the walkway for that dock and for the floats. And at that time, 215-foot floats were approved off of the existing dock. And the walkway was installed last year. And last year was the same period of time that the property changed hands from Nelson Sidell to Mr. Stewart. And Mr. Stewart has a much larger boat than Nelson ever utilized at that dock. So he needed deeper water, which is the major reason that we're in here. So what we're proposing to do is to add one 24-foot dock, which would be perpendicular to the bank, attached to the gangway, and two 20-foot docking floats to replace the two 15-foot docking floats, which are permitted and also licensed by the Division of Waterways. The moorings are presently in position. There are two 4,000 and two 2,000 moorings currently on the bottom. And they will be picked up and moved a little further out into the river for attachment to these new floats. So the only effective resource that we're dealing with is land under. Everything else is effectively in the buffer zone. There's no work being proposed on the salt marsh. On the banking was already bridged by means of the gangway and existing pier. So that's an effective way to move some more. It's come up and move. Work is proposed to that side as the nap because most of the work. And the House Commission approved us last month. It went pending with the Corps. The Corps made a site inspection. I had a site inspection back, I think it was October, with the Brian Valentine, Corps of Engineers. Lovely day, pouring rain, about 35 degrees. And we were out there. Lovely. We're also in processing the waterways, and we got a copy of that. The only thing we're waiting for to finish up our waterways is in order conditions.
Which program? The Natural Heritage.
Program.
Yeah, I saw that. Yep, got that.
They were nice for a change. They had one picking me up for another $300.
Yeah, they were fine with it.
Yeah, I brought it to the attention that they'd already done in 2008, at which time we did do
yeah.
a MESA application.
Okay.
I thought it was redundant to begin with. Agreed.
Mm-hmm.
Anybody have any questions?
Yeah, because the only work really is lifting up and moving those anchors, is, it means that doesn't work into the fish run.
Actually, it's be part of the restrictions that program put on it was they gave us certain dates. everything had to be out of the water, nothing could be in the water, as I recall, I think it was April 1st to December 30th, that we could work during that time period. Prior to that time period, it was supposed to be ready, and the floats had to be out and not stored on the marsh, et cetera, et cetera. Chain now, take some water.
So the lifting will take place from a barge?
Jay Knapp has all his equipment. I don't know if he shoots on the barge or whether he has a boat, then he has this other thing which is similar to what they use. You've probably seen when we got had a little thing where they crank it up. He has something similar to that. Same, the chains and everything are all the same. There's no chain. We're gonna wait 5 minutes now. It's really pretty easy work.
Yeah.
Would appear to be. Well.
It's just that we don't have anything else on the agenda tonight, Bill, so we need to.
Yeah. All right. No problem.
Wait a few minutes for the public show.
I'm not worried.
No, there's no number yet. Yeah, I meant to mention that. So we can't issue
the
order.
I checked in December.
Right, they said it's still clearing the.
Yeah, I checked it again today.
Yeah. Well, I don't know what's taking them so long.
No money in that account.
We've had trouble with them in that system this year in terms of people having to resend in plans and resend in checks because they've gone to the wrong places and things like that. So hopefully that didn't happen.
Another couple days.
Yeah. So I just won't date it. I won't date the order until we get that number.
Okay. Are there any special conditions?
I was thinking about that today, and I really couldn't come up with any special conditions other than our standard special conditions for just all of our projects, because
all
the work's being done over water, and it's really just lifting some weights up and putting them down somewhere. We don't need any erosion controls. We don't need any, there's no dewatering. There's no timing issues. There was really nothing that I could think of other than.
They don't need to be oil or gasoline spills from whatever it is they're using.
Right, but I have conditions about that. No storage of any of the oils or hazardous materials in the buffer zone or resource area. So that will be one of them. Those basic ones. We could add something about any work-related materials or debris shall be removed from the surfaces of the dock and outside of the buffer zone at the end of each workday, something like that. Just so they're not, if it takes more than one day, that they're not storing or just leaving materials out on the dock that could blow into the water.
Shouldn't find this money from Mr. Knapp when he's doing those ones.
Yeah, it seems like it might only take a day.
He doesn't play around too much.
Right.
He's got quite a business day.
What's his name?
Jay Knapp. Okay.
All right. I'll make a motion to close the public hearings and to issue an order of conditions for this project.
Second. All in favor? Aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Okay.
Well, thank
all
you
right.
Very much.
Thank you.
Sorry to keep you out.
For you, we wouldn't let me in.
Sorry about that. You could have let me off the February.
We might not have anyone in February either, so. At this rate, unless you want to come in with another project.
I think it's a good thing we get it out of the way. I have no other projects in Newburyport going on.
Okay.
Not much happening in this town right now.
Nope.
All right, have a good evening.
Hey, you too. All right, so, order of conditions for 526 Merrimack Street. Did we get?
That was part of his motion.
Oh, was it, that was part of it? Oh, I didn't hear that part. And then we're just closing the,
Two-pronged motion.
Yeah.
No, you just, don't go there, man. Okay, then we're done.
So we have something to sign?
Yes, you do. So there's no date on this because I just, didn't have that number yet, so we have to wait, but.
Sorry, Dyke.
I'm most shattering one on here right now. Actually, we may be getting a project from the city. They need to move a drain pipe over by where they're creating the new traffic circle down by the Heinz Bridge. Yeah. They need to move a drain pipe and send it out to the river in a different location. So we'll be getting that in the next month or two.
I saw some construction equipment down here, so it looks like they're
around.
Yep, they're doing
it. They're mobilizing.
They're moving the utilities around there.
Yeah, in fact, I think that the bridge is closed tonight from 10 to 2 or something.
Oh, really?
Just in case you were going to head over to Salisbury tonight. Don't know. I know. At least they're doing it at night now.
Well, unless we have something else, I'll move the adjourn.
Second.
All in favor? Aye.